Hey, hello. You're Second Drive with Will Corlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at physical security controls. So, I'm obviously not in traffic because I've been driving around all day, and every time I was in the car going to do a video, the phone would ring, or I'd be on a conference call, and it's just been a thing. But in the middle of that, my teammates need to get in my office, and of course, my office is locked, as is my computer, because your office is locked, right? Please tell me your computer's locked. Don't be that guy. I know you. Stop. So, don't be that guy. It's locked. They're like, we need the key. And so I swung by between meetings and dropped off a key and raced into the office building and looked. My office was unlocked. So, tip to you, physical security is a thing. So oftentimes when I'm being asked, hey, can you assess our security? Can you do some testing? Can you do social engineering? Can you call my people? Can you see if they'll click on emails? Can you see if they remember to lock their computers? Very rarely do people say, hey, can you check the offices? Can you check to make sure people can't go over walls or pick locks? And you guys, we really need to check these things. So oftentimes we're like, yeah, well, I'm secure. I've got a locked door. Absolutely, I'm secure. I've got the key in my pocket and no one else can get in. Absolutely, I'm secure, right? My data center's got all sorts of walls. I'll tell you another story. At one point in time, I was responsible for a data center, which had a drop ceiling, and the walls did not go all the way up, so the way to bypass the security in the data center was to climb over the drop ceiling. Physical security is a thing. It's oftentimes bypassed. It's oftentimes overlooked. When you're thinking about your exercise and your drills, take a look, figure out some different ways that you can break in, report that up as a risk, and see what you can improve. That's it for me. Have a good one. I will see you later.